try for Lakers.
And it's a carry around the left side, and they're going to say it's no good. So the score remains Cass City 14, Lakers 12, just trailing now by 2 points. 2:21 left in the third quarter. It's Cass City by 2, 14-12 for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, right here on your LW Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard. We have some exciting news. Our wash bay is now open to the public by appointment. Bring your equipment over in the evening, pick it up clean in the morning. Countryside washes trucks, trailers, liquid, dry bulk, dump and van trailers, even RVs. Call us at 989-883-2148 for times and pricing. That's 989-883-2148. Visit Countryside's expanded parts department for all your truck and trailer needs. We're a full Mack dealership. Stop for all your trailer sales and a full line of Mack exclusive parts. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard.
Left in the third quarter, 14-12. Cass City leading by just 2 points after a touchdown strike from Sears to Pasek. A 20-yard strike is good. Two-point conversion, no good. It's now 14-12. And the kick from Lakers is brought in at the 35-yard line by number 7. Hayden Horn, once again, he gets out to the 43. Good field position for Cass City to start this drive.
Absolutely. They go with that low line drive knuckling kick. This time it actually was a total line drive right into the arms of Hayden Horn, and he's able to maneuver his way forward. And this drive's going to start at the 43-yard line of Cass City, so really good field position. Defense gives up the touchdown, but not the two-point conversion. So Lakers still trails by 2 with just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. But back to that same scenario we started this half. Lakers cuts the deficit, but the team with the lead is Cass City. They have the football. They need a score here to maintain that lead.
Two men backfield, wing team. It's a handoff to Luke Stern right up the gut across the 45 out to the 47-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play, brought down by number 23, Preston Warren, on the Laker defensive side. Second down, 6 to go.
And Luke Stern with one of his largest runs of the game. He's only had his longest run of the day is 6 yards, Clark, just unable to get him going. So I like that they dial up his number on first down because he's a crucial part of this offense to take the pressure off of Cathrell and Nagel, who like to run on the other side.
Wing tee to the right, and it's a handoff to Luke Stern once again. And this one goes maybe about a yard to the 48-yard line, third down and 5, tackle made by Preston Warren.
Preston Warren now up to 4 tackles on the game for the Lakers defense. But the big difference in this game right now, Clark, is the amount of first downs that Lakers has accumulated in this game. Cass City has very few, and if it wasn't for a couple big plays, they would really be hurting in this game. And so they're really hoping that they can find yet one more of those big plays here in the second half.
Minute 15 left in the third quarter. It's a handoff right up the middle for Cass City. They get about 3 yards on the play across midfield to the 49-yard line. That would be that's the number. That's not Luke Stern. That would be number 33, Noah Zaleski, looks like, with the carry.
It certainly looked like that to me as well, Clark. And
brings up a 4th down and 2 regardless.
On the other side of that, Gage Brunell gets in the tackle book. That's his first of the evening for the Lakers. And now it's 4th down and 2. And I like the play call here. If you're Cass City, you're at home, this is your chance. Go ahead and punch it ahead for 2 yards on 4th down.
34 seconds left in the third. It's a handoff right up the middle to Alex Perry. And he has the 1st down by about 2 yards, out for a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Blake Smithers on the defensive tackle. And move the chains, 1st and 10 for Cass City at the Laker 44.
And why wouldn't you give it to Alex Perry? You got to love that horseback that goes straight ahead and doesn't go anywhere else.
And right in the teeth of Blake Smithers.
It is, and he's undersized, able to get underneath him, and Blake Smithers pulls him down, and not until maybe about a 4-yard gain, enough for the first down, a much-needed first down for this home team, this home offense here, as they're going to go under center, try to get another playoff before the end of the third quarter.
10 seconds left. There's the snap, and it's a handoff. This one's to number...
That one's Nagel this time.
That's Jared Nagel, yes, indeed. Across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Preston Warren, and we have reached the end of the fourth quarter with a two-point game. Cass City 14, Lakers strike in the third to bring it back within 2 points. 14-12, Cass City leads the Lakers after three quarters of play on the WLW Sports Network.
Welcome to Bayport State Bank. What can I help you with, sir?
I need to open a checking account.
Sure, no problem. I'll just need your information to get started.
Will Bayport State Bank mail check images every month?
Sure, we will.
Probably just for now. Soon you'll stop doing it like my other bank.
Check images are available in your statement as an option, and we provide that at no cost and plan to continue it in the future.
Are you going to charge me a monthly fee just to print a statement and mail it to me?
No, our monthly statements sent by mail are free, and you can also go online anytime.
Gosh, why didn't I switch to Bayport State Bank years ago?
I'm not sure, but Bayport State Bank has been here for over 122 years, and we always strive to take care of our customers.
This is just wonderful. I'm going to tell everyone I know about Bayport State Bank.
This is a radio ad. You just did.
If you want truly free checking, including your check images sent to you monthly with no fees and the best customer service in the thumb, open a checking account at Bayport State Bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch to start this fourth quarter, Cass City with a Jared Nagel carry. And they're going to say move the chains after going on a fourth down, a second down and four to go. Jared Nagel got 5 yards, moved the chains at the Laker 34-yard line.
This drive is continuing because of that fourth down conversion. Just a few plays ago, Alex Perry on fourth down and two right around midfield is able to punch it ahead to get a first down. This time, Jared Nagel finds his way around the left side and squeaks out another first down for Cass City as now they move into Laker territory.
Straight tee, and it's a handoff to Luke Stern, and this one goes nowhere fast as he's actually brought down at the backfield for a tackle for a loss after the 36-yard line by James Dubes for a loss of 4 yards on the play. Second down, 14.
Yeah, just nothing happening for Stern tonight. He's unable to get going here in this game, but they've continued to give him the rock. This time goes for a loss of 3, maybe just 3 on a gracious spot by the officials. But second down, 13, a big stop there by Lakers, forcing now Cass City to dial up something creative on second and long.
Luke Stern, 8 carries, 18 yards of the night. San Cathrell, 6 carries, 46 yards, leads the team in rushing. Second and 13. A little movement on the front line there. Nothing called. 10:38 left in the fourth. And now we have whistles and we have a delay of game can be called against Cass City. They tried to go for the hard count. There's a little movement on, but Lakers did not jump off sides. And then there's miscommunication after that. So it goes from a second and 13 to second and 18 after a 5-yard penalty. Delay of game.
It's one of those where Blake Smithers, now 77, Austin Geiger, completely leaves his stance and goes forward and then kind of crawls back to be onside. In my opinion, when he moves forward that far, even if it's a foot or so, you're offside, he's able to crawl back. I know Cass City isn't happy with it, but it completely backfires as they lose focus of the time and take a delay of game on their own.
Receiver wide each way for the Cass City Redhawks, and they keep it on the ground across the 40-yard line. James Dubes on the tackle, bringing Jared Nagel down to the 39-yard line for a gain of about 3 yards. Third down in a country mile, about 16 to go.
They go one running back, Nagel in the backfield, keeping Cathrell company. They spread out two receivers, one each direction, try to spread Lakers out and run right up the heart. Like you said, they got about 3 yards, but that's it. So third and 15, you're in Cass City territory. This is four down territory. So you have two plays to come up with 15 yards. You don't need all 15 in one play, but it'd sure be nice to get 7 to 10 of them here as you see Colin Rubel to the left and Stern to the right.
Cathrell throwing downfield to Luke Stern at the 15. It's complete. Touchdown, Cass City. Sandy Cathrell connects on a third and 15 from the 38-yard line in for the score. The second connection between Cathrell and Stern on the night. Touchdown, Cass City, with 9:47 left in the fourth quarter. It's now Cass City 20, Lakers 12.
As much as I've said tonight, the Laker defense and offensive line have dominated this game. offensive line of Cass City comes up big there. They give Santa Cathrell a chance to drop back, three-step drop, plant his foot, and he throws a